Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, January 25th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. The big story today is iOS 12.2, the latest iPhone and iPad software beta from Apple. Apple released the first developer beta versions of iOS 12.2, watchOS 5.2, tvOS 12.2, and macOS 12.14.4 on Thursday, and included are lots of new features and changes. The new software updates include support for the newly announced TVs with AirPlay 2 and HomeKit built in, letting you add HomeKit TVs to the Home app. And the Apple TV Remote Tile and Control Center has been redesigned to function as a full-fledged TV remote for HomeKit TVs. If you have an Apple TV running tvOS 12.2 beta, there are some new perks there as well. You can't control TV volume or turn TVs on and off in the same way as you can with HomeKit TVs, but you can ask Siri on the iPhone or iPad to play a video on Apple TV, and AirPlay 2 for video makes it work hands-free. Other changes include an option to view air quality data in the Maps app when viewing specific locations, lots of tweaks to the user interface for the Wallet app, and Apple News coming to Canada for the first time. And on the Mac, where dark mode is supported at a system level, Safari now respects dark mode websites automatically, a feature that was previously only usable in Apple's Safari technology preview version of Safari. Check out Jeff Benjamin's hands-on walkthrough of iOS 12.2 beta on youtube.com/9to5Mac. And Guy Rambo has discovered something exclusively for 9to5Mac inside iOS 12.2 beta, the first evidence that Apple is planning to release AirPods with a built-in Hey Siri feature included. Today, you can activate Siri with a double-tap gesture on the AirPods or by using a paired device, but AirPods aren't actively listening for the special trigger phrase themselves. Code within iOS 12.2 beta, however, references triggering Siri with voice using AirPods. And Rambo has discovered a new setup screen that includes AirPods when setting up the Hey Siri feature. iOS 12.2 could be out of beta and reach customers around March or April, if Apple's history is any indication, which could be timed with a spring event that includes the new iPad mini 5, 10-inch iPad, and possibly new AirPods. And in app news, Microsoft Office is finally available on the Mac App Store for the first time ever, with Word, PowerPoint, Excel, and Outlook joining OneNote and OneDrive. Office through the Mac App Store requires an active Office 365 subscription, but customers can still use Office apps downloaded from the web with a one-time license purchase and no subscription. And since it's Friday, let's catch up with Trevor at 9 to 5 Toys.
This weekend's best deals at 9 to 5 Toys are highlighted by the new 4-day sale over at Best Buy, which includes $250 off MacBook Pro and iPad Pro, $100 off Apple Watch Series 3, along with deals on smart home gear, TVs, and much more. This sale is good through Sunday, but some offers do end on Saturday, so be sure to jump on any of the deals that catch your eye. You can also grab the Stellar Altos Odyssey for iOS and Apple TV, which is now on sale for $1, down from its regular $5 price tag. This award-winning game is perfect for some entertainment this weekend during the winter months. Of course, you'll find all of the best deals over at 9to5Toys. Be sure to give us a follow on Twitter, at 9to5Toys. That is the best way to stay up to date on all of our favorite deals and the coolest new gear that we share every day.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.